For listening, you've got the Mix Morning Show on the iHeartRadio app and on the air on Mix 98.9 FM. So excited about this hour. We're going to do something quite a bit different than we have had. I've got a guest in studio who is the lead singer of the Vindys, Jackie Popovic. And you, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I was so excited when I got the press release about Bugs and how good that's going. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. And I said, I immediately emailed back and I said, okay, I need the Vindys or somebody from the, oh, please get the lead singer in the studio with me. And within 5 minutes, she was working on it. So you got a good team.
I know. I have a great team behind me. Thanks, Julie.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. So Jackie, tell us that the Vindys are Youngstown's homegrown hometown heroes in rock and roll. You guys are making some noise in the music industry.
Yeah, we try to. We've had it's been, I can't believe almost 10 years now that I've been doing this with this band, and we came out with our first EP in 2014 and still going strong. We just released our latest album in 2021, and since then it's been really fun to see that album kind of have some growth to it.
Well, and you're touring. You know, when you started off 10 years ago, were you kind of like the bar band locally? Is that how you start the gigs? And then what happens?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially what we did. We were like bar rats is mm-hmm. essentially what we did. Like 3-4 nights a week, we would do 3-4 hours a show.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know. It was insane. And there was like this epiphany of a moment when we were like, you know, we got to figure something else out because we can't be doing this the rest of our lives.
Right.
So we started like slowly inching in our own original songs in between the cover bands,
right.
type tribute bands type of stuff. And then people started liking it. We came up with like something to sell, our EP, our little CD that we made in our basement. And then since then it's been great. Like we were like a fully fledged original band by 2017.
That's awesome. I mean, when you think about that, you're going in a basement literally and writing and creating and putting it all together, which is how all great bands start, right?
Yeah. I mean, really we pieced it out too, because, you know, nowadays you can do that. You can, you know, do the drum tracks and bass tracks mm-hmm. in one house and then do the vocal booth over here in another person's house. Whatever was going to make it work and free,
right.
That's exactly what we did.
What? No multi-million-dollar recording studios for you? What?
Not yet.
Not yet. See, that's the crazy thing. We were talking about this off air a little bit about what a crazy industry it must be to be in the music industry. We both have a mutual friend in Ryan Humbert, and this is a guy who, you know, he didn't start off in country music. I thought that was very funny. He was kind of really more of a pop, rockish, polkish kind of a guy.
I loved his stuff.
And then all of a sudden he becomes the Shooters.
And they're great
stuff. And they're just taking off. But he always talked about, he always called himself the hardest working man in Akron.
Yeah, he is. He really is. He is just one of those go-getter types. And you kind of have to be. You have to be, put your hands in everything. You have to, you know, do the social media, even though it's, you know, annoying. You have to, you know.
So what streams are you on? You're on YouTube, you're in Spotify,
I got a TikTok, a Instagram, a YouTube, Amazon, iTunes, Spotify. I mean, you name it, we have it. Twitter. I mean, you name it.
And it's all you doing it. You don't have groupies who work for you and volunteer for you, or do you have some that help you?
No. I mean, I have, you know, the nice thing about having a 9-piece band is that you can kind of split up all the work between everybody.
Yeah.
So that kind of helps. So John is really good at, you know, doing some social media stuff, and I'm usually here doing this kind of stuff. We have...
Well, you're kind of the face of the band, let's be honest.
Yeah,
right?
I have to wear makeup a lot.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, and this is so unlike you being up this early, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, what time does your day normally start?
I would say I'm not, like, fully ready to go in my head probably until like 3 or 4 o'clock.
Okay. So it's a privilege to have Jackie Popovich with the Vendees in the studio this morning talking about this because it is awful early. Now, are you the designer of the clothing? Because you're wearing a Vendees t-shirt,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I try to design all of our merch because I don't have a designer yet. We have, you know, even this weekend, we got a show coming up, and I've got some special t-shirts for that. So you just kind of have to be creative with it.
Right.
I do have someone else that does the shirts, thankfully. I'm not in the back, like, running screens over the shirts or anything. So thankfully, I don't have to do that.
But you know what? It's not really that much different than it was back in the early days of rock and roll. I remember stories of Sonny and Cher when they made their first recording. And of course, they had a little bit of advantage having worked with some great producers so they could press the records, but they spent an entire weekend running the entire coast of California, dropping off 45s at every radio station they could come across. That's how they got on the air.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
I mean, how crazy was
that?
That's
amazing.
So it was basically a couple, and they would just go to, knock on every radio station door all week long and drop off their 45s.
And the radio tour, that's still a thing, man. I mean, yeah, radio's still the king here, so I'd be willing to do that all day long, too.
Wouldn't that, right? But then, unfortunately for radio, that's a completely different thing now. It's very hard to get a 45 report. I get these emails all the time from people, and it's like, well, I have to send them to New York City and say, okay,
oh, God,
good luck with that.
I do not, like, the whole idea of how the industry works today and how it worked even just 20 years ago is just mind-boggling. It's just so different. And it's changing every day.
Every day. I mean, every once in a while, a Justin Bieber pops up that was a star in social media, and then boom, explodes.
Overnight.
Right? Okay. Well, Jackie has a single called Bugs.
Yeah.
And you had a video.
Yes.
That exploded in. And how did it get to Tribeca Film Fest?
So Bugs is this crazy little song that I wrote based on my real life experience of finding 10,000 yellow jackets in my bedroom ceiling.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
What? Really?
So I couldn't sleep well after that for a couple of weeks. Just the idea of it. The B-man came. He took care of me. But so I had this idea of doing this fun song where it was a metaphor of sorts. And then the music video would be the guy is dressed in bugs, like glasses and antennas, and coming after me in like a dreamlike way. So the video concept came together for me pretty quickly. I called my friend up, Peter Campbell. He is amazing at what he does on music videos and film. And he's like, all right, I got you. Did the screenplay with Michael Grimes and then executive producer, Ken Robinson. We got together. We had one full long day, and then he proceeded to tell me that he's like, he gave me a call one day and was like, hey, we got Tribeca. And I go, oh my God, what are we gonna wear? And for those of you who don't know Tribeca, Tribeca is Robert De Niro's film festival that he puts on every year.
Wow.
So we're invited to the red carpet, and I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to
wear? Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's amazing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm stoked. We're one of 8 music videos that were selected, and among, you know, acts like the Black Keys and Lizzo. So I don't know how I don't know how this happened, honestly.
Yeah. But you got to be excited. When is all that going to take place for you?
The premiere is June 9th, and then they'll be screening it throughout the week of Tribeca.
So you're going to be there that whole time?
I can't. I have a show literally the day after the premiere.
Oh, my.
So I have to, you know,
go in, go out.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You pull the Hollywood premiere kind of thing.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I've got a show tonight.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
No, I'll look cooler than sticking around.
All right. Well, it's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to premiere Bugs on Mix 98.9. That'll be fun. Hang on. Mix 98.9. Hey, you know what we're going to do? I've got to get the song up here. So tell me the story. Bugs is the song, which came from a dream of yours. Jackie yes. Popovic, by the way, from the Vindies is in the studio with me. And I'm going to get your song up real quickly. This is a video that's going to be featured at Tribeca.
Yeah.
Now, you can see it now on YouTube, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it's up there.
So what do I Google?
You just Google the Vindies Bugs.
Okay.
It'll come up their official stamp, the Tribeca stamp on there.
Nice.
It'll be right there. Yeah.
So looking forward to this in June. We're going to find out if you win any awards. It doesn't matter. Making it to Tribeca to me is a win, right?
Yeah. No, actually it's not. It's selected to screen. So I don't even know what the process is of mm-hmm. Tribeca. It's just selected out of the music videos. I don't think they're like up against each other. There's no award or anything.
But nice. But still, you get a chance to get that name out, and who knows where it goes from here. I mean, you travel around. You're playing in New York, aren't you?
Yeah. Actually, we'll be playing the week after, so this is a great little promotion.
Nice.
I'll be at Tribeca and then promoting my show there in the week after at Arlene's Grocery on the Lower East Side of Manhattan.
Right. Doesn't sound like a big venue. Sounds like you're playing at Bueller's, but it's that's not right, it.
Yeah, it's Arlene's Grocery that seats, I think, there or like it has, I think, 200.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty nice.
It's pretty nice.
Okay. So she's playing at a grocery store. And here I am telling how they've made it.
Yeah. We were going from Tribeca to a grocery store.
And next week, my garage. I am so excited. No, that's wrong. We'll be back in a moment. Here's the Vindies. right, that's Bugs. Awesome song. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for playing it.
Oh, that's all right. So what's next for you guys? Locally, around the summer, where are folks going to be able to catch you guys?
You know what? Let me pull it up. I know tomorrow we have our huge show in Akron at the Goodyear Theater. Hmm. It's selling really well. There's still tickets left. You could go to thevindies.com. But we're headlining this one, and to it's one thing to be opening up for a bigger act. It's another thing to have that stage as your own home for the entire day.
Right.
So we get to make the rules on the production. We get to figure out the lights and everything.
All right.
So.
Well, here's what I'm gonna make a suggestion. You're gonna this probably not now, and maybe in a couple of years. You need to do what Charlie Daniels did. And I know that goes way back. I'm sorry, but my days down in Nashville. Every year, Charlie Daniels held a hometown festival in basically his backyard. He held a festival. Everybody in show business ended up coming to his festival. We need a Vindy Fest.
Oh yeah, no, that's in, that is in my
it's in the
wheelhouse.
Works. Okay,
for sure.
Vindy Fest. Somewhere, maybe it's held at Youngstown Foundation Amp every year, and every year you'll have a number of guest artists that come in, kind of like Willie Nelson does that now too.
Yeah, but no, we have a lot of bands that we sort of network with and work in and out of, so it's so easy to get these bands to come in together for something like that in Youngstown. To bring that to Youngstown, that would be a dream.
That would be awesome. So he called it. It was called the Volunteer Jam. Look it up. It's unbelievable who would show. I mean, Ringo Starr would come out and just, let me just jam with you, Paul McCartney, whoever. It was
crazy.
It's
nice to have those kind of friends.
Yeah, right? Well, kind of nice that Nashville was right down the street from where you lived, and so therefore you could do that. But I thought, that would be an awesome thing to have an annual event. You can turn it into a fundraiser for whatever you want to.
Absolutely.
Save the farmers or something or whatever and go from there. Awesome. I have to take another break. We'll be right back. But the Vindies, they're going to be performing in Akron soon, and can't wait. Hey, don't forget, this hour, pick your prize. I do have tickets to Bret Michaels and Pentatonix. You'll have a chance to choose from this morning in just a moment. All right, it's 8:41 at Mix 98.9.
Gary's Wheel of Games.
We are giving away your choice of tickets. Now, I have to tell you, I've already given away all the Foreigner tickets. And somebody called me earlier and said, well, is Lou Gramm with Foreigner? The answer is no, he's not with Foreigner. So, that would have been his deciding factor. And he goes, all right, how about Bret Michaels? And I don't know if you've heard about the Bret Michaels concert, but he's bringing in Jefferson Starship and the former lead singer, who's not named Steve Perry, of Journey. I don't remember his name, but anyways, I didn't follow him after Steve Perry left. But either way, I've got tickets to Bret Michaels or Pentatonix. And if you'd like to go be the third caller, we're going to play the Mother's Day edition of Brain Freeze. And I've asked my guest to be the phone-a-friend. So here's how this works. To be phone-a-friend, I'm going to ask them three questions, and they have to get all three correct. And if they don't, then they get to ask their phone-a-friend.
Oh, gosh.
Okay? You ready, Jackie?
I'm ready.
This will be fun. We're going to start with third caller. Caller one, caller two, and here we go. I think we got somebody online. Mix 98.9, good morning. Oh, my gosh. Me and my phones never work. Mix 98.9, hello.
Hello.
There we go. Who are we speaking with?
Ken.
That's Ken?
Yes.
Okay, Ken. How close were you with Mom? Is it all about Mom on Mother's Day for you?
No.
Oh, then this is going to be
waiting, one. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for June.
Well, there's the help and honesty right there. There we go.
That's it.
All right. Well,
you got it.
I'm going to give you three Mother's Day questions. I think it's going to be a total.
Can we take another caller?
Jacket? No, we can't now. Here's the third caller. Hey, well, we'll see how well he does.
I'm just trying to be honest, okay?
Well, we appreciate the honesty there. In what month does Mother's Day take place every year?
May.
See? Very good. Got to give him the kids cheer for that. Yeah, there we go. All right.
I'll give you your sound.
What is the most popular gift to give mom for Mother's Day?
Flowers.
That would be incorrect. Hold on. You get one choice, though. Jackie, you get to throw your choice on this. It's not flowers.
It's not flowers.
No, I know, right? Hard to believe.
I'm going to say dinner.
Dinner. Wrong answer as well. It's so simple. Unfortunately, we have to take another caller. Mix 98.9, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You heard our last contestant, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no.
So I think that was karma. You know what I'm saying? If you're having a Mother's Day contest and you really can't wait till June, probably not going to win the contest. Just saying.
I mean, he's a guy, I guess. Thinking it isn't in his wheelhouse. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. But, all right. So first question, what month does Mother's Day take place?
May.
Right. What's the most popular gift to give on Mother's Day? And if it's not flowers and it's not, what did you say?
Dinner.
What would you think it would be?
I'm going to say candy or chocolate.
Candy or chocolate. No. Oh. Now, I'm going to give a little clue to Jackie. Okay. It is a simple gift that everybody gives that nobody seems to think of as a gift. Jackie, what is that?
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to go with a card.
A card? Yeah, that's the correct answer. Now,
it's a homemade card.
Homemade cards. Now that's homemade. Going a little bit too much. I think our first caller would be.
Made me cry.
Oh, did they really?
When they were little, yeah. Don't give me no homemade card now, girl. You're 22.
Right. It's Hallmark, and it better have music with it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
See, and it'll be $15.
Right.
Yeah, so expensive.
See, that's what my mom would do. She'd look at the front of the card, then she'd go to the back, and she'd go, 99 cents special at Dollar Tree? No.
Thanks.
No.
So much.
Take it back. I want Hallmark. All right. One final question.
Oof.
And if you get it correct, you got it. Mother's Day is the busiest day for what business?
Restaurant.
Yeah, you got it. Okay. All right. Now, if you had your choice, would you be going to... Well, hold on. I haven't told you all of them yet. I have to do the commercial. Is it? Would you choose Pentatonix, Bret Michaels, or the Vindys?
Well... I don't think my daughter knows the Vindys yet.
But she knows.
Pentatonix.
All right. We'll get you a buy on that, right? Because
okay.
It's for her daughter, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, we'll get you tickets for the Vindys, too.
Yeah. Whichever one buys a card instead of makes a card gets to go with me.
God, there we go. Makes sense. All right. Hang on. We're going to get some information from you.
Wake up with Gary Rivers and the Mix Morning Show.
I love to start my day with some music. It gets my day started. Fun the whole family can listen.
Pat Benatar, the Queen.
Awesome.
I know. I'm so excited.
So you've already opened for her once before, huh?
Yeah, so she, her camp reached out to us about doing the MGM casino in Northfield in Cleveland. And that was a dream. But now we'll be opening up for her in Detroit at the Michigan Lottery.
Nice, nice.
Renamed, but yeah. I'm so excited. It'll be our first time in Detroit.
Well, it's nice that they reached out. They obviously were impressed enough to say, hey, let's have them on again.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that the Neil Giraldo has his you know, connections to Northeast Ohio, and so does either their bassist or drummer, so... there's family ties over in this area.
Nice.
So it's kind of nice to have that. I feel like it's Youngstown Nation everywhere.
There you go. Well, that's awesome. Well, we wish you all the best in what you're doing and good luck at Tribeca, which I'm sure is just, hey, just being there is going to be really special. And it sounds like you have a very big summer planned. So where else are you going to be performing? I know you're going to obviously be in Detroit. You're going to be in Akron. Is it this weekend or next weekend?
So we're playing Akron tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
So that's happening tomorrow. We're with... Akron-based Indre, and then Cincinnati-based band Ernie Johnson from Detroit.
Okay.
Based in Cincy.
Okay.
So we're with them tomorrow night. We're doing a little bit more traveling, too, this year. We just got back from Texas. We did Austin and San Antonio. We're doing
so are you kind of like the Aerosmith where you have the little minivan and you take it everywhere when you're traveling the country?
Yeah. Me and eight other guys.
Oh, no.
Really smelly.
What's that? Yeah. Okay. See, I was just going to ask her, what's it like? She just told me. It's really smelly.
I know. No, well, I mean, we just, you know, we do what we do. We're, you know, grassroots based, you know, just, you know, crawling all over the country. So we'll be out as far west as San Francisco and Reno this year as well.
Wow.
We're
going
to be open up for Samantha Fish and Buddy Guy.
Nice.
So that'll be fun. And then,
well, that'd be nice.
Yeah,
do you ever get
some cool stuff?
I think as a musician, I would hate to stand on stage next to her. There's no way.
Yeah.
Right?
What do you mean?
You would,
right,
would be able to play. No. Here,
yeah.
Here's a guitar.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, why don't you play something, Gary? No, you don't go play something, right?
I know. I feel like I've been chasing Samantha Fish all over the country. I just played in a bar that she frequents, and her picture's up on the wall. And I'm like, okay, there must be a sign here or something. Like, I'm in a good spot. Like, this is the right path. So I'm finally going to get to meet her, hopefully, maybe in the fall. So.
Well, that'll be real. Boy, see, that'll be nice, right?
Yeah.
Do you collect autographs?
No, I don't. I'm too afraid to talk to anybody or take a picture with anybody.
Well, someday I'm going to have that fear of coming up to you and going, oh, no, Jackie, can I have an autograph? So we'll see. Well, good luck with everything you guys do this
summer.
Thank
you so much for having me on today.
All right. Have a great day.